Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to my show. It's water. Yeah, no refutations, please. Now, as you guys know, I've reached 100,000 subscribers. I've got a special video for you guys, a funny one. You guys would really like it. I'm gonna let you guys see that straight away. I'm not gonna make this video too long. You know, I want you guys to please be tuned in. Little reminder, we're gonna benefit from this as well as we're gonna have a few funny videos that I'm gonna share with you guys, inshallah. Which you guys are going to find funny, inshallah. And also, we're going to ring Musa. Yes, we're going to ring Musa now and see what he has to say regarding my 100,000 subscribers. You know, maybe he might have some words of inspiration. Or you know what? We might actually, like, prank him. Should we prank him? I'll ring him on private, yeah? We're going to do that. Let's watch the video first. Yeah? This is a special video from me to you guys, but let's watch it. So, there you go, guys. So yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoyed that video. As you guys can see, you know, actually this guy called Nusret, whatever he's called, Salt Bay, I think he stole the idea from me, actually. You know, as you can see, my cutting skills, you can see it's a big resemblance, you know. This whole salt thing, he added it on, but you know, yeah, no, I'm joking. So basically, hope you guys like that video. I hope you guys find it funny. I wanted to show you guys that video because, you know, look, we have a sense of humor as well. Yes, we practice, but that doesn't mean we're boring people. It doesn't mean we just, you know, life is boring and all we do is, you know, just pray and that's it. No, this is our whole purpose. You know, we want to make the religion fun for us all, yeah? You know, and keep it halal. Unlike Musa, sometimes he says things that upset me in the video you're going to watch in a minute. Let's watch it for ourselves.
So guys, come down Westfield Shepherd's Bush in like 20 minutes. We're going to be there. We're doing a meet and greet. Come and give us hugs.
Come on then.
I don't think your dawah is off, Nick.
Let's go. Put your sword down, brother.
Okay, guys, a few steps to starting your car as a Muslim. You have the key, you have the ignition. And a few wires. Hello from the other
side. I must have cried. That's halal, isn't it? What people gonna refute me? Brother, why are you playing me?
You just killed me, brother.
I think it's time you guys meet me and Musa's wives, our Habibis. Musa, you just ate your wine. So just wanted to show you guys that we have our funny sides. We mess around as well sometimes, inshallah. But like I promised you guys, we're going to call Musa. Yeah? Let's call Musa. Let's prank him. I'm going to call him on private, yeah? Let's see what happens, yeah? Let's see if it will work. Let's see if it will work, yeah? Let's ring Musa. Let's see what Musa says.
Hello?
Hello, Mustafa, where are you?
What?
Mustafa, where are you?
My yard. Why are you withheld?
Mustafa, where are you?
On my yard.
Are you coming to see me?
No, why would I come and see you?
Bruv, get Abdul and come see me. Yo, Musa.
Yes.
Did you know it was me?
Obviously, man.
Oh, come on, bruv. I put an act on.
Bruv.
Did you really think it was me?
How can you put an act on with your same voice?
No, but it sounded a bit different, no?
No, it didn't, man. It sounded like you. What are you talking about?
Oh, man, I need to work on it. Anyways, listen. Yeah, listen, man. I'm doing my video regarding reaching 100,000 subscribers, and I thought I'll call you live on camera. But it didn't work. Do you want to say anything to the viewers?
MashaAllah, he's come a long way.
Like,
Did you tell them one thing? I remember once we were in the car, and Ali, we were driving, and Ali does something, and he's like, "Oh no!" And then he knocks on the dashboard of his car, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, touch wood."
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, bro, we don't believe that crap.
Yeah, that's when I first came, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, he's come a long way, mashallah.
My tawheed is on point now. My tawheed is on point now, inshallah, yeah?
Yeah, inshallah.
Thank you, yes. May Allah bless you.
Thank you, I mean you too.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Gonna call Mohammed from Holland, yeah?
Hey,
Salaam alaikum, Mustafa.
Who is it?
Mustafa. Hello?
Welcome, Mustafa.
Hello? Is this Mustafa?
Welcome, Mustafa.
Is this Mustafa?
No,
can you speak English? I can't understand.
Oh, bloody...
I'm recording this for my 100,000 subscriber video. You're live. Not live, but you're on camera, yeah? But I'm going to put it...
I really don't care. No one likes you. If anyone is listening, please unsubscribe.
Thank you. You start speaking a little bit Dutch with me.
I don't care, guys. You need to watch out for him. Everything's for the same.
When are you coming?
Tomorrow, bro.
As you can see, guys, me and pranks don't work really well. That's why I don't usually do them. Now, moving swiftly on. Now, guys, the reason why I wanted to do this video mainly is because, since you guys have heard it and Faith was upset with me now, is that basically, now, reaching 100,000 subscribers, yes, it's a good thing. It's amazing. A lot of people, it's their dream. Like, oh, you know, I want to reach 100,000 subscribers or a million or whatever it may be. We need to understand, as YouTubers, we carry a responsibility. And this is really important. And a lot of Muslim YouTubers don't understand that. And I don't mean to, like, obviously, it's good that we've reached it. Everything's going positive. I just want to give, like, a little reminder so we all benefit from it, inshallah, as well, yeah? Is that this comes from with responsibilities. Because I need to look at those 100,000 subscribers and millions, like, millions of people that watch the videos. And I need to think to myself, is this for me or against me? Because it looks all happy. In life, this is really crucial. Sometimes we think, you know, having success, money, cars, this, that, whatever it may be. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you earn in the halal way and you're doing it for the sake of Allah, etc. However, sometimes in the real world, just because we think things are going like good, things are happy or this, that, it doesn't mean that Allah is happy. It can be. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying not all the time. You can't say, okay, I got a million subscribers. Yeah, I'm doing something right. Allah's on my side. No, you don't know. So the reason why I say, is it for me or against me? I can only find out on the day of judgment. And wallahi, I ask every single one of you guys that have watched this, please, please, please make dua that I do it for the right reasons and that my intentions are right. Because if it isn't, wallahi, these 100,000 subscribers... is actually against me. Because on the day of judgment, people are going to come and say, you misguided us, or whatever it may be. You get what I'm saying? Even though we tried to do our best regarding, you know, follow the Quran and the Sunnah, you know, to the best of our ability. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And we tried to follow it how the Salaf really understood. And this is how it should be. A lot of misguidance comes from that. Why? Because we don't follow the Quran, the Sunnah, and how Salaf understood things. When we start to find our own interpretation of things, we go astray. So I try to stick to that. But yes, I don't, like, some people might come and say, you know, like, I don't follow it the way with strictness, yeah? Because the Salaf, if you look at them, yes, they were strict at times. But manners, akhlaq, adab is so important. This is one thing that sadly a lot of people who ascribe themselves to the Salaf lack. Unfortunately, it's sad. You know, basic etiquettes, basic manners, harshness. And that's the route that I don't want to take. So I try my best to follow the Quran and the Sunnah and the Salaf with not only that, but with good akhlaq, good manners. I try my best to show this positive side to Islam as much as I can. So that's why, guys, it's really important in your life to understand what you do, you should do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because like I said before, all this can work against me. So I just ask you guys, if you have benefited an atom weight from my works, please, brothers and sisters, inshallah, please, 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 make sure you make a dua for me. Wallahi, I just ask one dua, sincere dua when you're praying your salah, oh Allah, make Ali Dawah, his intentions right and for the right reasons. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the work that we do and you guys can benefit. This was just a little reminder I wanted to give you guys. I'm not going to keep it too long. And like I said before, in life, brothers and sisters, understand that as long as you do things the correct way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, yeah? Your intentions should be right and your actions should be according to the Quran and Sunnah. If one is lacking, then you need to really understand, is Allah going to accept that from you? So, guys, that's about it, really. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed the two videos and the little phone calls that I did. And, guys, Thank you for watching. Thanks for being with me all the way. We had our ups and downs. And inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where we're going to be in the future. May Allah keep us firm in the religion. Keep us guided, inshallah. And yeah, that's about it. You know, if there's any recommendation that you want to give me for my YouTube channel, any new videos, any advice, I appreciate that. Do comment in the section below. May Allah bless every single one of you guys. May Allah grant every single one of you guys Jannah. Thanks for being with me and helping me to do a little change in the world and spread the message of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Goodbye.